A Highway Guardian. It sounds like a movie title, doesn't it? Or it sounds like certainly a story that could well be turned into a movie. And it is. Back in December last year, it was, on one of those isolated highways of Western Queensland, a fellow by the name of Michael Thompson was at the wheel of his freight truck delivering diesel to the Cordillo Down station out near Birdsville. Now, Michael lives in Quilpie, but he travels to Toowoomba to see his daughter attending boarding school. And on that road, on that particular occasion, he came across a man who was very near to death. This man was barely breathing. The rescue has earned this shy truckie a national award, and Belinda Sanders has this story.
Quilpie's Michael Thompson was driving a triple road train. That change in route, pushing him out further to the west, saved the life of Sydney grandfather Terry Stewart. He's been driving trucks since he was old enough to get a licence, covering over 100,000 kilometres a year. But he's never come across a situation like this one. Terry, of the Great Escape Oz, had been mapping a track for a charity drive when his car broke down. He waited in the car overnight, but eventually ran out of water. He left a note and started the 30-kilometre walk for help.
Yeah, so I rang back and got her to ring the station so I could keep moving to try and see if, catch up to him, or because it was really hot, probably 55 degrees or better, just to make sure that he'd been there or if they'd found him yet, but they hadn't. I would just follow his footprints along the road until I found him. He'd been sitting on a log and he'd fell unconscious off it. He'd been laying there for hours. I went and got some cool water out of the cab, wet all his shirt and his head and his... just trying to cool him down a bit because he was unconscious. Yeah, he sort of started breathing normally then because he's breathing pretty shallow.
His tracks extended 13 kilometres. To this day, Terry is suffering the effects of almost dying in the heat that day. Serious burns and kidney damage caused by exposure. Michael's wife, Beck, has kept in touch.
He was in hospital for quite a few weeks afterwards. He did some time in Adelaide Hospital until they could transport him over to Sydney, which is where he comes from, and that's where he spent a bulk of his time getting treated. Terry's wife was constantly in contact with us. She had gotten Michael's mobile phone number, so she was texting and updating and very thankful for what had happened, and we were getting regular updates, and we actually got to meet them both in April. They came through, and we had a lovely dinner with them, and they're just amazing people, so... it's really good.
Michael Thompson is now the Bandag Highway Guardian, a national honour that highlights truck drivers who have gone above and beyond when faced with adversity.
Yeah, it makes you feel good, but I don't think it's hero or anything, but you do it all, same thing again tomorrow and the next day.
Travelling in the outback means you should always carry plenty of water, just in case your car breaks down and you have to wait potentially days until help arrives. A lesson Michael's wife can now fully appreciate.
One thing I will say, Michael has always, always been honest about making sure we have plenty of water. I now fully understand what he means.
Yeah, an award well deserved. That's for sure. Michael Thompson and Belinda Sanders with that story.